I'm one of them. Amen. There knows an awful lot of people about in there in the club. They have it in the back windows of their cars, no fear.
That's right.
But they're all afraid.
There
was no fear. The COVID came round. They knew then there was no fear. They were locked up.
Yes.
Locked up and locked away. I tell you, I don't want to go into the night, but they're inventing another new vaccine, you know. They're inventing a new vaccine at the minute. And it's worse than the first one. And the first one wasn't tested, and this one will not be tested either. I heard him on, he mentioned it the other week. Might have been, remember, your brother John mentioned, put it up. But this, they tested one of these vaccines on rats or mice, and it killed 80% of them. 80% of them. And he says, if it only does this half that, the humans would kill 40%. And there's no way God's behind anything like that. That's the devil. The Bible tells me that's the devil, because the Bible says he comes to kill, steal, rob, and destroy. But Jesus says, I am come that you might have life.
Amen.
And have it more abundantly. I was talking to a man yesterday, his wife almost died. She almost died. And him and hers both convinced it was the injection that almost killed her. She almost died. And I met him one day and he was almost crying, and this man's a businessman. He doesn't go to church or anything like that, but I told him I'll be praying for your wife, and she's well today. God's recovered her. God's recovered her. He says, I don't think I'll go for any more. I said, you'd be a wise man to stay clear of it. There's something tonight that's proven. We're going to talk about it tonight. It's proven. And it's proven from the start, and it'll be proved right to the end. It's the blood. It's proven. Tested and tried, and it's a winner. Blood. When I see the blood. Hallelujah. The blood is proven. Let's turn to Matthew 26 tonight. Praise God. And you know, everything sort of went against me today. Everything went wrong, as they say, went wrong, but there's nothing really goes wrong when you're saved, really. Do you know that? You know, I always pray and I say, thank you, Lord. I ask you to lead me, and I know you will.
Amen.
And all things work together for good.
Amen.
Praise God. But I wrote these few things down this evening, and I just couldn't get time to do anything to lead on. And I like to have time to prepare, but I believe the Lord's given me this. The blood offers a new covenant that destroys the devil. That's my title tonight. It's a long one, but it's a real one. Praise God. Let's read one verse from Matthew 26. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Let's bow our heads this evening. Praise God. There was a young man who was meant to come tonight. He came through a bit of a time. He wants me to pray for him. I'm not going to mention his name, but the Lord knows him. And I was hoping he'd come along, but if you have a need tonight, lift your hand up. Well, every head's bowed and every eye closed. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have an open access from your footstool into your very throne room and into your very presence because of the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb of God. We thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. And I plead your blood and the life of your blood over every single one in this house. And all that's near and dear on our hearts tonight, I plead your precious blood. Ask that the Holy Ghost shall enforce it. And oh God, you'll go to work in every situation. Lord, deliver those that need your deliverance. Save those that need saving and heal those that need healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I'm asking you to be in this room tonight. I know you're here. Lord, I pray you'll saturate us with your lovely presence. Oh God, may it come down on us like the former and the latter rain in the name of Jesus. Ripen us, I pray, for the rapture, the catching away. Bless your children tonight, for the hands raised meet every need. In the name of Jesus Christ, answer prayer, for we know you will. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray, wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than the driven snow. Sanctify us, cleanse us. We cast down all reasoning, every vain imagination, every thought that will exalt itself against the knowledge of the truth, we cast down in the name of Jesus. And we say, let the mind of Christ be in us in the name of the Lord tonight. Father, bless this service. I do take the Holy Ghost to help me right now. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Pray for Brother Larry for this Sunday. I bless him, strengthen him, and anoint him with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Bless our Brother David that spoke on Sunday night. Bless him. Bless his wife. Bless each one here. Lord, a man I'm thinking about tonight, move on him mightily. Amen. By the power of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver him. In the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. You know, under the old covenant, man was required to keep the law. In order to be redeemed, he had to keep the law. To be redeemed from sin. Now the purpose of the law was to teach us that no man could actually keep the law. He had to keep the law, but he couldn't keep the law. No man could keep the law. So therefore, because no man could keep the law, you know, that was the purpose why Jesus Christ came to this earth. Jesus Christ came to this earth to shed his precious blood to redeem mankind. The Bible's clear. It says it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should be saved. When people say they know who God wants to save everybody. Everybody won't come, but the Lord wants to save them all. But everyone's a free will and a free choice. It's not God's will that any should perish, but that all would come to the saving knowledge of the truth. Through the word of Almighty God and the blood of Jesus Christ, we are able to overcome the devil in our lives because of the blood of the Lamb. We know Revelation says he overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Praise God. You know, he gives us the power because of the blood to overcome the devil. He gives us the power through his blood that we can overcome the devil and the works of the devil in our lives. We can do it through the blood of the Lamb. When we fall short, the blood lays there for us. We can come freely. There's no blockage. There's an open way. Back to God, back to the Father through the blood. And we can come and his blood will cleanse us today. It'll cleanse us tomorrow and it'll keep on cleansing us. Thank God for the power of the blood of the Lamb. This power is available to everyone that will accept the redemption plan. The power of the blood is available. Everyone that will take the Savior's blood can be redeemed and can be saved. But they must come through Christ. For it's only through Christ that this power works. It doesn't work in any other way, only through the Lord Jesus Christ. They can be forgiven. They can receive eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Hebrews 8, verse 6 to 13, and let's just read it for a moment. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry. For how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. So this is the New Testament's better than the old. It is superior. If you were to study the book of Hebrews, it would tell you this. If the old had been perfect, there would have been no need for a new one. But the old one wasn't perfect, but there was need for the new one. Amen. Now you know before law, there was grace. Even before law. But then man, you see, wanted a law. He wanted a law, and God gave him a law. And you know that's how it happened. But in the beginning, there was actually grace before law. But thank God we've come back to grace. So we're glad for that tonight. For by grace, through faith, he is saved. Verse 7, for if that first covenant had been faultless, then should be no place have been sought for a second. For finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not my covenant and regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and to their sins, and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he saith, the new covenant, he made the first old, that which decayeth waxeth old, is ready to vanish away. When Jesus Christ came, he brought something superior.
Amen.
But yet when we look back to what they had under the old covenant, the blood of the doorpost stopped the death angel and saved the Jewish people. That's how powerful it was. That's how significant it was. And if the blood of the doorpost could save them, and the blood of the doorpost could stop the death angel, how much more will the blood of Jesus Christ not do it tonight?
Amen.
Surely it's able to do it.
Amen.
When you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're grafted into the kingdom of God. How many knows that? How many knows us Gentiles were grafted in?
Amen.
The Jews was the original tree. We were the wild olive branch. We were grafted in. They were blinded so that we could be saved. Now, God has told us through the writings of Paul the Apostle in this Bible that the time will come when the Gentiles will begin to be blinded, and we know the rapture will take place, and God's going to turn back to them Jews, and he'll save them in one day. And Babylon's going to fall as well. She's going to fall. You know, people pray for her to be returned and saved. No, they can't pray it. She's going to fall. And not only she's going to fall, the saints will rejoice when she falls.
Amen.
They will rejoice.
Amen.
Praise God. How many knows that's the Bible?
Amen.
Praise God. The Bible calls her the mother of harlots. I tell you, we're grafted into the kingdom of God, and the devil no longer has a legal right to your life. Do you realize that? The devil has no legal right to your life. You're redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have been purchased and paid for by the blood of Jesus. You've been bought. You're not your own this evening. You're purchased by the blood of the Lamb of God. You're bought with a price. What a precious price. The precious blood of redeemed Jesus. He's translated you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. That's why it says we're seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. When the circumstances rise up against you, hear this now this evening. Boldly declare that you are a child of the Most High God, and command the devil to take his hands off you. That's what God wants you to do. God wants you to tell the devil, get your hands off. You have a right as a son of God, as a daughter of God, to tell the enemy of your life, of your soul, to get back. God has given you the right to do it. He's equipped you. You're not waiting on some equipment to come. You've already got it.
Amen. Right.
You're equipped.
Glory.
The blood of Jesus is your weapon.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit within you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Like a well of living water springing up. And I love this Psalms 107 verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
God wants you to say so.
Amen.
God wants you to say, I'm redeemed.
Right.
Redeemed means bought back.
Hallelujah.
God wants you to say, I'm healed.
Amen.
Say so.
That's
God wants you to say, I'm filled. Say so.
Amen.
Well, I'm not feeling great today. God wants you to speak joy.
That's
I'm going to have joy.
That's
hallelujah. Say so.
That's
speak it out.
Right.
Believe it.
Amen.
Step into it and rejoice in it.
Amen.
Say it because you're son and daughter of God. God wants you to say it. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
Amen. Say so. Say so. My son's going to be saved. Say so. My daughter's going to be saved. Say so.
Amen.
They're going to be healed. They're going to be raised up. The devil's a liar. I claim the blood over them. And I plead the blood over them. And ask for the Holy Spirit to bring it to pass. To reinforce it. Like the death angel went through. And God rescued the ones he said. If they did what he said, he did what he said. And God's word will do what it says tonight. God's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he needs to repent. The Bible says that he watches over his word. Jeremiah, he keeps an eye on his own word. God never said you're going to sit up all night and watch over the word of God. He gives you rest. You don't need to sit up all night and watch the word of God. God watches it for you. You're engraved into the palms of his hand. The Lord's good thoughts for you. Sister, the Lord's prepared a way before you. Even you don't know it, it's prepared. And you just need to rest upon him. And trust in the Lord. And God will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. I know the paths I have for you, he says. Good paths. I know the thoughts I have for you. Good thoughts. Thank God for the power of the blood tonight that conquers the devil. Say so. Whom we have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Every one of us was redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And God wants us to say so. Hebrews 2 verse 14, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. He destroyed him. Did you know Paul said sin will have no more dominion over you? People come to a conclusion that sin defeats them every day. Sin does not have to defeat you. Not only does sin not have to defeat you, Paul says sin will have no more dominion over you. And he goes further, he says death will have no more dominion over you. It's been conquered. How many knows Jesus conquered both death, hell, and the grave? He has the keys tonight. The devil's been stripped. He's a squatter. Do you realize the devil's a squatter? He's only on this earth for a time. He's going to be bound for 1,000 years. And God and God's people is going to live and reign on this earth with the Lord for 1,000 years. And this earth is going to have a baptism of fire. She's getting burned. She's had the water. She's going to have the fire. Just like the natural, so's the spiritual. We're baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. We get the water in the tank of water, but we need the fire as well. Hallelujah. And earth's earth's had her water baptism. She's going to have her fire baptism. Oh, we need the fire of God. Hallelujah. May God give us fire. I don't know. I think it was Big Ian Peasley. Some fellow asked him one time about preaching. What would he do? And he says, get up in the pulpit and burn, and they'll come to watch you burning. But may God set every one of us on fire. Amen. Prophecy is not to scare us, but to prepare us. That's what I wrote here. Prophecy never came to scare us, but prophecy came to prepare us. When Jesus says ye shall see wars and rumors of wars, don't be troubled. These are the signs of the times. Men's hearts will fail them with fear for things coming upon the earth. But look up, your redemption draws near, rejoice in it. When you shall see the fig tree put in forth, know ye it's even at the door. That's Israel. Israel became a nation in 1946. They became a nation. That's the fig tree putting forth the leaf. Then it says on the other trees, know it's even at the door. The coming of the Lord draweth nigh. God spoke through the prophet Joel about what was to come in the end times. He used the turning of the moon into blood as a representation of, you know, someone that's frightened in one sense. Things that is going to happen in the world before the end of time. Now, you know, Joel chapter 2, verse 30 to 31, you could go back a little bit before. And if you go back a little bit before, it'll say, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And then it says that God will pour out his spirit on his sons and his daughters. And your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions. And upon my handmaids, my servants, will I pour out of my spirit in those days. The women as well get the Holy Ghost. Women and men. The Holy Spirit comes on them. You know, a woman can operate in any of them gifts. How many knows that? Prophesying, speaking in tongues. All them gifts in the Bible. You know, there's prophetesses. I believe God can still have prophetesses. How many believes that tonight? God can have it because he's not changed. Organizations won't have it because they're changed, but God's not changed. And God can still have prophetesses if he wants to have them. And I believe it tonight. Verse 30, and I will show wonders in the heaven and the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. Blood here, it's like a prophetic significance. Let me put it like that. As an agent of judgment to the nations during a time of tribulation. Now I'm not talking about the great tribulation, but how many knows there can be tribulation but not the great tribulation? There's times in the earth of tribulation. How many knows the world's in birth pains tonight? She's in birth pains. Like a woman, Jesus types it to that. Like a woman, before she has the baby, she's in birth pains. Then all of a sudden she gives birth because there's a new life coming and this world's in birth pains. With the things that's happening, she's in birth pains. And the Bible talks about the sons of God travailing, moaning and groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. And there has to be a manifestation of God's people at the end time. Do you believe that tonight? Coming into something greater, more supernatural than ever before. A lot of people say, I see nothing happening for our age. Well, I'm the opposite. I see more happening. Far more happening. God's word will have to be fulfilled. People can talk about how this is dead and that's dead. All that there is good, but give us a remedy. Amen. Give us a remedy to get out of it. I tell you, the remedy is God's going to have a church.
Amen.
A glorious church.
Great.
I'll tell you, God's going to have a church without spot or wrinkle.
Amen.
God's going to have a people that's a glorious people that are washed in the blood of the Lamb and robed in white garments, for the bride has made herself ready.
Amen.
Hallelujah. A victorious army.
Great.
God's got an army marching through the land. Healing in her hands and deliverance is her song. God's got an army. Are you in the army tonight?
Glory.
Special forces.
Amen.
You're in special forces.
Glory.
It's God's forces. The Holy Ghost in it.
Amen.
Special forces.
Amen.
God's going to have special forces. Amen. A reminder of the redemptive nature of Jesus Christ. The moon will reflect the color of blood over the earth. As blood is a very precious thing we need for redemption, when rejected, it becomes a reminder of judgment to come. And I tell you, the blood, you know, Paul said that the gospel is a savior to one and death to another. Because the preaching of the gospel is foolishness to them that perish. But unto us that are saved, the power of God. The one that rejects it, they're dead. But the one receives it, lives. It's a savior to one and death to the other. The blood's a savior to one and it'll be death to the other. If it's rejected. If it's a savior to those people under the doorposts. It was a savior to them. But it was death to those outside. They could maybe look over and see the blood on them Jews' doorposts. But they hadn't got it in their doorposts. And the death angel took them. A savior to one and death to the other. The blood's a sign. Thank God we're under it.
Amen.
Thank God not only are we under it, we're washed in it.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory. Amen.
Praise God. The protective blood of the Passover lamb, listen to us, that spared the life of the firstborn in every Jewish home, is the same protective blood of the Lamb of God that covers, protects, and redeems us. You can experience the miraculous protection of the Passover angel. Do you believe in the Passover angel tonight? When William Branham preached, he said, the angel of the covenant's right here, right now. And he said, it's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he said. How many believes that tonight? That's the Bible. He said, the same angel that led the children of Israel is the same angel that's here tonight. Because there's only one Lord. There ain't two Lords. Now, there's people preaching two Lords, but they're not following the Bible. They're following some man's idea. Let's tell the truth now. That's not the Bible. There's one Lord. Here in Israel, there's one Lord.
Amen.
One Lord. And there's one church. There's lots of wee organizations, but there's only one church. You can't join it. You're born into it. Baptized in by one Spirit into the mystical body of Jesus Christ. And when you get in there, nobody can take you out. Because they never put you in. God did.
Amen.
Amen. They never put you in and they can't take you out. that can bring a wee less tears than we believe. Do you see it, but God, you mightn't. But I won't put you in or take you out. Some people preach that, but that's false teaching. He puts you in, nobody takes you out. Not only does he put you in, but you're sealed in. Did you hear that? Sealed in. You're sealed in and the devil sealed out. I tell you, when God sealed that ark, no one ever closed the door. God did. God closed the door. She never moved for 7 days, but God sealed them in. Their destiny was complete. The rest of the world was sealed out. They were sealed in. The ark was a sever to them yet, and it was death to them that rejected it. They could have scraped on it, climbed on it, but it was too late. That's the way it's going to be. One day we're going to go. The rapture is actually going to take place, and we are going to go. And people are going to be left. There's a wee man wrote a book, and he entitled it Mr. Left Behind. Great wee man of God. He wrote a book, and the title of the book is called Mr. Left Behind. And there's going to be a lot of people left behind. But Davy McConville said a true thing on Sunday night. He said, you need to know you're going. Amen. That you're right. You need to know. Your dad or your mom can't know for you, but we need to know as individuals. God has no grandchildren, only sons and daughters. Amen? We can bring them up good, and that's good, but they need to be born again. And we need to pray them in. Amen? The protective blood is the same protective blood that covers us. Praise God. Protects us, redeems us. You can experience the miraculous protection of this Passover lamb. God has given you power and authority through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's where it comes from.
Amen.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ. When you speak the power of the blood, you can break strongholds. Hear me this evening. You can break strongholds when you speak the power of the blood, and you can dispatch the Holy Ghost. What about that man that came to God's prophet and he said the boy stole his car? Stole the car. The car was gone, he stole the car. And then not only did he steal the car, there's another fellow stole money off him. And he said, let me pray about it, brother. And they found that car about 2 hours later, and the fellow that stole it felt convicted. And he gave himself up. Turned out he was a backslider. The Holy Ghost moved on him, and he had to give it up. The other fellow wouldn't give him the money. He came looking him to pay him at the last, and he gave him the money. And he came and he asked the prophet of God. He said, how did it work? And he said, this is how it worked. He says, I sent the Holy Spirit to work it. Amen. You and me can't travel over somewhere the night and do it, but the Holy Ghost can. How many understands that?
Amen.
Your prayers, when you pray to God, God moves on that. God answers prayer. It's the Holy Spirit goes to working.
Yes.
Your son could be sitting in a pub the night and the Holy Spirit could work on him.
Amen.
And God could say to him, get out of that chair and come home. I'm telling you, I know what I'm preaching about. This is absolutely the truth.
Yes.
That man or woman could have to come home because the Spirit of God could convict him. Because somebody prayed for them. Aren't you glad somebody prayed for you? I know people prayed for me. I'm glad they did.
I
tell you, I could have been dead. My mom even woke one night and I was in a yellow jumper that night. And she dreamed and she saw the blood on the jumper. All over the jumper blood. And her and my dad was backslid. And she wakened my dad up and she said, Tommy's dead. He's dead. He's dead tonight. My dad said, we can't accept that. And he was backslid. And that very night that she dreamed that, I had a car crash. A massive car crash. There's a lunatic driving the car. He thought he could go around a 60-mile corner to 100. But it didn't work. He cowped her. And he rolled her. And that's the truth. And she flipped and rolled and everything. And I woke up. I must have been knocked out unconscious. I woke up and all the doors were jammed. Everything. And I could hear him calling my voice, Tommy, Tommy. And I kicked the windies out of her and got out of her. All the doors was jammed. They wouldn't open. And she was upside down. And she's about half a foot of an old pensioner's front door. And we were going to burn her for sitting Only that man's father stopped us. And the special detective told me later, he says, I know you were in her. He was a saved man. And he says, Tommy McKinstry, I'm going to tell you right now. He says, the pole went clean through the front of your car and through the seat you were on. Somebody moved you out of the seat or you'd have been dead. And the front wheel and the shocks and everything was ripped off her. And he said, the woman that lived in that house was on sleeping pills because she couldn't sleep at night. She was a pastor and she was on sleeping pills. And if you'd have burned the car, you'd have burned her alive. But God didn't let it happen. And I remember getting out of that car and the blood run down my face and over my yellow jumper. And God knows this is the truth. And the Spirit of God come down over me on the roadside. And the Spirit of God, and God spoke to me and he said, if my hand wasn't on you, you'd be dead. That's what the voice said. And I laughed it off and went on. And we're in another car in 5 minutes and away. But God got a hold of me. I tell you, God can get me, he can get anybody. Amen. You'd be dead. Never you think, oh, my son's an awful big sinner. Jesus died to save sinners.
Amen.
What do you want some religious fella in? A fancy shirt and tie on him. He thinks he's that good, he doesn't need the Lord.
Great.
Some people think they don't need saved, they're that holy.
That's
they don't need saving. And that, you can't tell them about it. Oh, but I never done that.
Right.
I never done the things you done. No, but the Bible says all our righteousness is filthy rags before the Lord.
Amen.
I tell you, God can save anybody. We can experience the power of God when we pray. I know somebody was praying for me, pleading the blood on me. God protected me. God spared me. Amen. The blood is redemptive power to reconcile you and me to God. The Old Testament saints saw blood as having atoning power. The New Testament saints saw blood as their very spiritual life. Not just atoning power, but their spiritual life, because the life of the flesh is in the blood. And Romans 8 says that the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you.
Amen.
It'll quicken, make alive your mortal body.
Amen.
The token life is the Holy Ghost. That's the life that's in that blood. It's God's life. There's power in it. Power in it. Hallelujah. Jesus set the pattern when he served the Last Supper for his disciples in Matthew 14. When he said, take, eat, this is, you know, it's my body in remembrance. And I won't take time to read all them scriptures because there's one bit I want to get to tonight. And you could read that and you could read 2 Corinthians 5, 17-18. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given us the ministry of reconciliation.
Yeah.
Now, you could preach a sermon on that. Our politicians, there's one side of them, talk a lot about reconciliation, but they know nothing about it.
That's right.
You can't have reconciliation. You have one thing first. Do you know what it is? Repentance.
That's right.
You never can have true reconciliation till you have true repentance.
Right.
And repentance is that you're sorry for what you've done. But when you say, I'm not sorry for what I've done, I would do it again, that's not repentance. That's boastfulness. That's heady, high-minded.
Right.
There has to be a repentance. Aren't you glad God gave us a repentant heart?
Yeah.
Sorry, Lord, for what I've done. The devil tricked me into it, and God delivered me out of it. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus did not begin the atonement on the cross. Listen to this evening. I wrote this evening. I want you to hear this for a minute. He didn't really begin the atonement on the cross. He began it in the Garden of Gethsemane. That's where he began it. And just like Abel's blood cried from the ground, Christ's blood also cried from the ground. Because Jesus Christ prayed in an agony, and out through its sweat drops came blood, and they ran down onto the very ground. So the blood of Jesus touched the ground even before he went to the cross, and I could go back to further to when he was circumcised. I think I did preach about that before one time when I preached about the blood. Every drop of the blood of Jesus is important. It's power in it. I hear people saying, you know, they talk about the blood, it's limited. The blood is limited. Well, they're not reading the Bible, I'm reading. Because the Lord could save. How many have ever read where the Bible talks about worlds? An S and the N. How many read that in your Bible? Worlds. Now, I know some smart fella can explain all that. How do you know what God's done somewhere else? You don't. You don't know. You know nothing about it. God could do whatever he wants. He's God.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you tonight, I believe myself that his blood could save 1,000 worlds, not just this one. Circles the earth. You need to forget about this idea. People, you see, they calculated out into like a wee glass how much it would be, and they calculated it all out. You remember Brother Brian Freeborn calculated it out? And the Old Testament, and the leaders, and it was them big wagons that pull the oil lorries. And he calculated out how many of them it would have took when they made that Jewish sacrifices on the Day of Atonement. Was it 30 lorries or something? It was so many lorries full of blood that would have come them animals. But Jesus Christ, through one man, shed enough blood to save worlds. That's how powerful it is. That's how powerful it is. Amen. There's nothing else can be compared to the blood of Jesus. You see, the life the power corresponds to the life. That's how you have to value it, to the life. How valuable is a dog's life? It's not as valuable as a person's. Or any animal. There's no animal's life you can value to a person's life. They have no soul. But you have a soul. You are made in the image of Almighty God. And every soul is precious in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. He prayed to the Father and sought his perfect will for all mankind. He humbled himself to suffer and die a horrible death that he might liberate us from the power of sin. That's why Christ done that. Luke 22, verse 44, in case you don't think his blood went right to the ground. Luke 22, 44, and being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. That's how much the Lord prayed. No other man could have went through Gethsemane. They would have failed, but Jesus didn't. Me and you would fail. All of us would fail. But he never failed. And we're saved tonight because of him. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God for tonight. During his anguish and prayer, Jesus understood his blood must be shed for our sins. He became so burdened that he began bleeding through his pores of his skin. He bled so that you and I could have a victorious, miraculous life and a new beginning. The Lord gives us a new beginning. Romans 8, 16, 17, the spirit of self-birth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Revelations 1, verse 5 to 6, and I'm closing. And from Jesus Christ is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and have made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for the victory now through the blood over the devil. God's given you. You've got authority. You've been given authority. You can pray in authority because of the blood. Use the blood. The blood lays there for you. You know, a prophet said them words. How many believes that tonight? The blood lays there for you. It's your protection from the enemy. Let's come and let's pray and seek the Lord this evening. And just pray for Brother Larry for Sunday morning. And you know, this young man was to come tonight. He was here Sunday night, so some of you will know who I mean. And he was to come. He messaged me the day, and he's not in a good place, he says. And he needs God to touch him. But God's able to touch him.
Amen.
Let's pray for him tonight. Praise God. Pray the Lord will have his way. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you that your ear is ever open to our cry. We bless you this evening that you do hear and answer prayer. We thank you, Lord Jesus, your arm's not shortened. We thank you, Lord, that you said, call upon me in the time of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. We bless you this evening for your precious blood. Lord, we plead your blood afresh in our lives. We plead your blood afresh over this building and everyone in it. Amen. Even those that's maybe not even in this room. We plead your blood in everyone that's near and dear to our hearts tonight, our sons, our daughters, aunts and uncles, husbands, wives, nephews, nieces, aunts, uncles, all relations. Lord, it's on hearts tonight. We ask for the power of the Holy Spirit to visit them, to move in them, to draw them. Lord, your Holy Spirit drew every one of us. We never came of our own. You came looking us, seeking us, searching for us. And you knew where we were, Lord, and you found us. Lord, we heard your voice saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. We thank you, Lord, that there shall be light at evening time. And the path of glory ye shall surely find. We thank you that your word is a lamp on our feet and a light on our path. We thank you, Lord, we're lit up by the glorious light of the gospel. We're lit inside and it shines to the outside. There's a bright path set before us. We bless you this evening that you're the shepherd. And the sheep follow the shepherd, for they know the shepherd's voice. And they won't follow the stranger. Help us, Lord, to be tentative to your voice. Help us to hear no other voice. Help us only to hear your voice. Help us to test the spirits, know the spirits. What's of God, what's not of God. Give us discerning of spirits. And words of knowledge and wisdom and revelation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bless every brother and sister in this room tonight. Pray again for Wee Laurie. We ask for the strength of God to come on him. The blessing of God to come on him. Oh God, transform him this Sunday morning to a young man. Move on him when he gets into this pulpit. Anoint him with the Holy Spirit, we pray. We just ask you to move on him. Lord, I pray for others, Lord, that's slipping up. Ask you, God, you'll move on them. You know who I'm talking about and thinking about. I pray, Lord Jesus, you'll give them a move. Amen. That you'll speak to them. They're your children, Lord. Pray you'll move on them. Speak to them. Draw them. Woo them. Oh, God, move on them, we pray this evening. And bless those that's here tonight. Save every family represented in this room. And, Father, we commit our lives afresh to you, knowing you will direct our paths, for we acknowledge you in all our ways, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless us as we seek the Lord.